Radio.
Yo. What up, everybody?
Hell yeah, we did it. We
are live. This is the Eve of War Radio. We set up a podcast to do while we were smoking and drinking. And then about 10 minutes before, we came up with this amazing table game to play.
So it resembles shuffleboard, but it's nothing like shuffleboard.
Yeah,
it's exactly like shuffleboard.
Right. We basically took a erasable marker and drew on our little studio table here our fucking board. And what we're going to do is we're going to play our game live on the radio.
Gonna have a few drinks and have a little smoke.
Yeah, and we're speaking of smoke. We're gonna smoke.
There
it is. Oh, sweet. And we're gonna yeah. This board. I wish you guys. We needed to Skype this fucking episode so people could actually see what we have going on here. And it's like it's. Finger shuffleboard. It's just across the table. It's not like on the ground or anything like that.
It's a hybrid.
It is a hybrid. And we, we didn't even introduce ourselves. I am, as you know, the bladed razor. And to the front of me,
it's Jesse.
Who can come up with his own nickname before he has to show? And
for now, we'll just go with that.
Yeah, and we are stoned, we are drunk, and we are stoned, and we are drunk.
We had some really good pizza earlier.
We did.
It's actually been a pretty successful day.
Yeah, we were talking about it before. We had like the best thing that you could ask for if you're drinking and smoking. Because we had
whiskey.
We had whiskey, beer, music, movies, chicken wings, and pizza, dude.
And we recently just discovered that there were some markers.
Yes, erasable. So this is what's going to happen real quick here. We're going to take a shot. Then we're going to... We have to make the circle of the board real quick.
Oh, good call.
And then we will start playing our game. So, we have some erasable colors. We got to make the center of the court real fucking fast. So, dude, do it like a diamond. That's tight, dude. No, do the bottom. Yeah, diamond tight. So we got a little diamond center court here. And then we're going to fucking do this shit. Sweet.
So, yeah. I think that's a pretty fucking good looking court, man.
I agree. So we're just finishing up our court here. We're just making.
This should really be on video. So
this should be. This should be.
Next time, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is a kind of a spur of the moment.
Our bad guys.
But if you could only see how awesome this is.
Yeah, this is the best table.
Trust me, you would be impressed.
We'll take a picture and we'll load it up on our fucking page so you can see.
So you can not watch it later.
Well, no, so you can see the picture of our table.
You know what? I actually really like that.
This is going to give people an idea.
I all of a sudden want to go to a tattoo shop and get that ink on my body.
I think we should. That should be our fucking logo for life, dude. Hell yeah. Do it.
Bottoms up.
I think I should be yours now.
You could totally get a supplement.
Chasing whiskey with whiskey and coke. The best kind of chaser a little boy can ask for.
It's the way that God meant it.
You know, it really is the way God meant it.
I agree.
Because all these fucking ridiculous stories in the Bible, God had to be drunk and high.
Turn water into wine, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of people think that when Moses saw that burning
bush, I was about to say,
he was fucking hallucinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rogan
yeah.
was talking about
it's
that.
It's been said before, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there's something to that.
How the hell else do you think that fucking bush was burning, people?
Well,
God.
He probably had some really good mushrooms. Or.
Obvious.
Or. He was probably dehydrated. One factor.
Right.
And he was probably eating some, like, strange bushes, some cactuses, maybe.
Right.
Like,
tripping
you know.
On some. Fucking
yeah.
ancient ass mushroom
things, but either way, yeah, the guy was hallucinating.
Yeah, for
sure.
It's 100%.
Yeah,
it's as clear as fucking day and night. All right, guys. So,
and we just made some pyramids. Isn't that so weird? We were just talking about that.
Yeah,
and we just made fucking pyramids.
That is definitely kind of crazy. And you know what? If anyone wants to fucking call in and join us, you can call at 845-277-9223. And now we're going to play our game. So in the meantime, grab a smoke or a drink or whatever.
We'll keep you guys up on the score.
Yeah.
And
we'll just listen in. Just listen to us play our little... table shuffleboard, and we'll come up with a better name for the game, too. Like, shuffle box.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
Shuffle box. Do you remember that show on Comedy Central where it was called, like, Battle Bots or something?
Yeah.
And the robots would fight each other.
Yeah.
How amazing was that?
That was actually a really entertaining show. I would love to rewatch that now, fucked up. And it was really cool.
Imagine smoking a shitload of weed or like eating some really good pop rocks
and battle-botting
and watching that show.
Could you imagine if they redid it, the kind of fucking robots they could do, like real full size, like fucking 6 foot robots?
Did you see that movie Real Steel? But that's
they're like in the ring.
I think that's the direction we're heading, man.
Yeah, sure.
That's crazy.
Absolutely. That would be pretty crazy.
So you ready for me to
watch
this game?
So wait, we gotta do it's 1, 3, 5.
Yes.
And if you get
we're going to what, 21?
Sure, but wait, this is the only question I have that we have to come up with. So normally shuffleboard we're on the same side, and then we could bounce each other out. In this game, because we're drunk and high and lazy, first you go.
And then you go.
And I count your score, and then I go.
It's a different kind of game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you get the score of what you get
no
matter what. You don't have to wait for the other person, and they go. We just go back and forth, count scores, good. Does that make sense, everyone? I didn't think so.
It would make sense if they were here.
Yeah, it would.
Ready?
Ready.
Oh.
All right, so Jesse...
Zero.
Scored a zero. I got to, like, figure out how hard to
exactly,
throw
yeah.
it.
There you go.
All right. So what did I get?
Three.
And you can't, if you hit the line, you get the lower one. Not which one it's closer to. You just automatically get the lower one.
That makes sense. So one.
So that's a one. Oh, so that's a one and a three. And a five.
Ooh.
Wait,
oh, you know what?
Line. What up?
We'll keep score here.
Oh, good call. But this is a three because it's on the line.
Okay. So.
Goes to the
six,
three. So
seven. Okay.
Damn, dude.
Eight,
that
seven,
was,
and you got three?
Yeah, that was a good one, dude.
Sounds good.
Is that the one?
No, I figure if it's on the outside, it has to be majority in to actually count.
Sounds better.
Fair? Okay. So that's nothing then.
That's three.
Nice. So that's nine total. So 9-7. So here's, we're going back and forth here, guys. That's six. Right, so nine total. Because I had three last round. Yeah. Oh, that's a five. Our first five of the day, ladies and gentlemen. So five, so you have 12. All right, guys, so it's 12-9 in this epic battle. Epic battle of shuffle board game.
Domination.
Shuffle domination. I like that. Shuffle domination for sure. Let's see. I just need to check here. All right. Nobody coughing.
No way.
For serious? Hey, you never know.
Nobody called?
If I was listening to us, I would call.
I was calling just to make sure we're okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
What are you guys doing? No, we're having the time of our lives, honestly. That's all I got to say. You wish you were playing with us.
That's right.
You wish. All right.
Ooh.
Oh. All right. So that's six. So it's 15-12. All right.
Oh.
One. That one's like middle, basically, so I'll give you the point, so you get one for that. So, what's the score?
We are 13-15.
Alright. 13-15. It's a battle. Like,
oh, fuck. People hit me in the dick with that corner, man.
Dude, it's like, I fucking throw so short, and then I gotta push it a little more, and then it fucking goes.
So what is that?
One or three?
It's literally dead center. I'm going to say three.
Okay.
Just because I know how badly I'm going to whoop your ass.
All right.
Coming up right now.
All right, do it.
Oh! Oh! Yeah!
You got the big one.
Woo! Fuck yeah, baby.
You got the big one. You got the big five. By the way, this song works perfectly with this video right now on the screen.
You know, that's so crazy. You had 15, and then you got 3. I had 13, and then I got a 5.
Oh, great. Shit.
Now, baby.
Damn.
Boom.
High ball.
3-3, baby. That's all we got to get.
And it's fucking over. Great. Sorry. It's crazy. Here we go. Here we go. We are 18. This is what we're going to do, though. We're going to go to 30.
We'd have to go at 31, wouldn't you?
Not necessarily good at any score. You could do 31, but either way.
Okay.
We'll go to 30. All right. We're going to 30. So that's the new rule. If you're tied 18-18, you automatically have to
go to 30.
All right, here we go.
That's 3. Ooh, that's a 5.
No, that's a three.
That's
a
three, too?
Yeah.
The one.
5-3-1. I mean, 3-3-1.
7.
All right. You know what? Dude, we came up with such a good... Oh, that's a 5 right there, dude. And a 3, a 1, and a 1. 7-2. What? That's crazy, people. We just tied each other twice in one round. And that's crazy that you just tied on a 7. Like, what are the chances? Like we said before.
That was kind of weird.
It's because we're high, and the universe says, when you're high... I'm going to fuck with you in just enough
all moment. Quarters shall align on the table of wood that you have painted with marker, and they shall be plenty
and the same. All right, here we go. Here we go. We are tied 25-25, people. This game is getting intense. Let me tell you, the blood and the sweat and the tears on the board.
And the marker! The marker is running!
It's everywhere. Everywhere. This is the most intense game.
This is a very intense game, actually. 3, bro.
No, 1. I'm on
the
line.
Okay.
3.
Ooh.
All right, so a 4. So, ladies and gentlemen, if he gets a 4, that'll be the third round in a row that we tie it. And that means we have to go to 40.
Uh-oh. Quarter down.
Uh-oh. Time out.
We have a missing quarter in the minute. Oh, we spotted it down. Thank you, James Cameron, for your underwater expedition to find our quarter.
You're right.
Damn it.
Oh, 3. You got a 3.
Damn it.
So we only tied 2 times in a row. So what are we at? We're at.
I got 28. You got 29.
Oh, dang.
So you need 1 and 8, 2.
So we're playing, obviously, then you can go over, right?
Yes. Well, what if you go over, maybe you bust.
Or do we play if you go over, you go back to, like, 21 or something?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. We're making it up as we go along.
Yeah,
so
guys. I hope strap
in.
I hope they're writing down the rules.
Because I'm not going to remember shit.
Right? Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, while we're doing this, BJ Penn is just about to write Matt Hughes. This was UFC 63.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to do a little throwback.
Yo.
This is actually a really good card.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching this, man.
Yeah, it was a good card.
I've been watching this fucking live, dude. This is fucking amazing.
Yes.
Nobody thought he was going to win.
No, nobody.
Except for us.
Nobody did. Damn, he's ready.
Yeah, I remember when he's licking his fucking gloves after the fight, licking all the blood off
of
his face and shit. Yeah,
that was good.
He was bad, man.
All right.
Yes.
So we are at 29 to 28. Oh.
Need a 1. That's it.
Oh, shit. All right, officially the worst shot in shufflebot history.
That's pretty fucked up.
Or shuffle domination
going on
history. Oh, shit. That's really bad. And I got a 1! Wait, is it the majority in the board? Or is it the majority out?
I would say the majority is in here.
Okay, then it's a 1. But I went first, you get last lick.
So you got 30.
So 30 to 28. So you need 2. It's doable. Oh, shit. No way. Oh.
I still got a chance.
Oh, you did it. Holy
30?
What? Yeah, baby.
Sudden death.
Damn!
Sudden death, Adam.
Damn!
We going to fucking sudden death.
Damn!
Oh, that's pretty epic, actually.
Wow! Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first shuffle domination game ever, and we just got into overtime. What a comeback!
The board goes to zero.
What a comeback!
Yes.
On Jesse's side, I must say.
That was a wild, crazy
comeback. So now we need to come up with some cool set of deaths. Ooh, I have an idea. We do it like hockey shootout style. We each get three shots.
Okay.
Whoever gets the highest total wins.
Okay.
Can I do that?
That sounds right.
Or we could do... Let's do three rounds of that. Just three rounds.
That's that.
One, two, three.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay?
Yes. Sounds
all right.
Sounds
so I'll start. Oh, man. I'm like blocking. One. Okay, so you have to beat a one. Oh. Oh, you beat it.
Okay. Three.
Yeah, but the total points don't matter. You won that first one. So you're winning 1-0 right now. But you have to win one more to win.
Three. Ooh, 2-5?
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. So you have to beat 10. 0.
Damn.
Okay, so I went. So it's 1-1. Okay, this is the final. This is it. 1-1. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh,
got a
thank
five.
You. At least I got something. All right, so 5. So, Jesse needs to get a 5 to tie or 6 to win the whole thing in fucking sudden death. 1. You get a 5, you win. Damn! Oh.
Too much pepper on that.
Oh, good, dude.
Too much pepper on
that. That was
your game, though.
That was fucking
game, man.
Epic. That was so awesome.
This is a really good table for this.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah.
It slid nice to fucking draw in a race. I mean, what else could you ask for, really?
I care.
What else?
Well, we want to thank our sponsors, Secret 7.
Yes.
And Ballast Point Pale Ale. And obviously Coca-Cola, they've been backing us for a long time. Really want to give a shout out to them.
Yes, and a newly purchased weed pen.
Yeah, yeah, whatever these guys are called, man. Good job. You guys are fucking doing a great job.
Yeah, you guys. I know it's a pretty bad shout out to a sponsor because we didn't fucking promote your name. But that's because...
You know who you are.
You should put it real big, man. Like make it so we can notice that shit. And we can fucking say it out loud. So
yeah, because they're like Kaiser Soze, man. They don't need people to know.
No, they just know.
They just know.
The
Kaiser Soze.
Oh.
Kaiser Soze.
Nobody has seen his face.
Cheers. Bottoms up. Friends.
Sir?
Oh, you got it. Oof.
Ooh. You know, so this is what. All right, we got 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. We really, really ran through that show, man.
That's what an intense game of table quarter. Shuffleboard will fucking get you, man.
Shuffle domination.
Shuffle bot.
I like shuffle domination.
Shuffle
better.
Domination.
Just say it. whenever you
triple domination.
Right. We'll get Darla's boyfriend from Napoleon Dynamite, the karate guy, to be a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy from fucking the Drew Carey show.
Yeah, the guy who does the... he could say, shuffle domination.
You think I go home to Darla every night? Call myself a loser?
Oh, God. I love that shit. When you fucking... What he's like, hit me, come on, and he keeps
breaking the wrist, walk away.
And he keeps slapping it. Like, ow!
Grab my arm. The other arm. Your other arm.
He did that so well. Oh my God! That was fucking great!
Rex Kwando, dude.
Rex Kwando,
baby.
There we go.
Oh. Remember that fucking movie with Danny McBride? What was it? That goddamn Taekwondo movie. The Fist Foot Way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was
great. Yeah, dude. Oh, that movie was shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up, lady.
Yeah, because you know what? I know we have at least an extra 5 minutes once it's over.
Does it give you 5 minute leeway?
Yeah.
That's how they do it?
Yeah, so don't tell me when it's done.
Don't you tell me when it's stopped up.
Don't tell me when it's done. I'm ruining all of our fun.
It's not a pun.
Kill you like big fun. And then I'll fucking rub your face all over our shuffleboard. You stupid whore. Keep telling me when to stop. I won't stop. You fucking bitch.
Can't stop.
You're not hot. We don't know how to go. All we know how to do is how to smoke.
Folks.
And toke. And choke.
And.
Poke.
Roanoke.
And Roanoke. And Roanoke that yolk. You soaked it in your soap and cut you in the throat.
My favorite color is taupe.
And we'll bury you in our boat.
Nope. I come from the land of the antelope.
Nope.
And but not anymore, because we scared them all away. Because we built a bunch of movie theaters. We built a mall. And we
killed
them. A bunch of Burger Kings and McDonald's. So they all ran away. So now there's no more antidote. But when
it's the point of time, there was a lot of antidote.
There was a lot of antidote.
Oh.
But they haven't been around for a long time. Because they were like, man, they're building all these factories. We're getting the hell out of here.
Fuck this shit.
We're going to the mountains, man. We're going to be with Mother Nature. But then they got there and they were like, man, there's fucking cougars here.
Now we're fucked.
Nobody likes cougars. Because cougars are fucking mean. They'll eat everything.
Especially animals.
Especially antelope. That's like the main thing on the fucking
menu,
man, is antelope. So the antelope were like pulling the cream, us building all these goddamn movie theaters in the mall, and the goddamn cougars in the mountains. So the antelope literally were like, hey man, fuck this human being. I would rather be eaten by a cougar. Fuck the mountains. Than hang out here with these human beings. So they literally left the antelope valley. Which was named after them.
Oh my God, you're killing me.
They left the antelope valley. She goes to the mountain with the mountain lion. That's no place for an antelope.
They belong in the valley. That's named after them.
Did it happen? Do you know what happened?
What?
There were no more Antichrist.
They're gone.
They're gone.
But it's still named after them.
Yeah, but you know what? There's still a movie theater named after them. Their spirit lives on.
Oh, my God. Wow. That was the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life.